Some of the newest graduates of the nation's law schools passed a less physically demanding curriculum. They pretty much stayed at home. They attended the country's first online law school, taking courses on their home computers. NPR's Andy Bowers attended their graduation in Los Angeles.
Their 4 years of study may have been all virtual, but at least the flute and piano at their commencement were there in person. The graduation took place at a Los Angeles science museum, since Concord Law School has no campus per se. And that's just one difference from a traditional law school. Another is the students. For one thing, their average age is higher, between 40 and 45, and many already have established careers and other advanced degrees. Take Roberto Lee. He's been the town physician in Wytheville, Virginia for 30 years, although he had long thought of going to law school in his spare time.
However, being the only doctor there, I have to be on call, and so I just can't do that until I noticed the Concord. So I said, this is my chance.
Another graduate is Farzad Naeem, a structural engineer who already has a PhD. He plans to become his firm's general counsel as well. But he says with his demanding job, he could never have earned a law degree if he'd had to study in a physical classroom.
I might be, you know, in Los Angeles today, San Francisco tomorrow, and somewhere else the next day. This way, I carry the school with me. I have my laptop. I just need a line to go online and listen to the lectures and do my work.
Concord Law School is owned by Kaplan, Inc., best known for test preparation classes. Concord is a for-profit venture and charges its students $7,000 a year for a four-year program. For their money, the 1,100 students get access to taped lectures, sometimes by professors at other law schools. The lectures play on the students' computers over an internet connection.
Hello, my name is Arthur Miller, and this will be a course on intellectual property. Now, what is intellectual property? Is that just the subject?
You might know Arthur Miller as a professor at a slightly more famous law school, Harvard. In fact, Harvard objected to Miller's taping lectures for a competitor. The university has since prohibited the practice. But Concord students say they have plenty of access to their own professors, as long as they don't mind communicating through cyberspace. And the students we interviewed didn't mind at all.
Before I started this program, it seemed to me, now how can this possibly work?
57-year-old Gail Gottlieb of San Francisco just finished her first year at Concord. The former technophobe explained she's gotten used to the online way of going to class. At the appointed time, she and her classmates log on to an internet chat with their professor, who speaks to them over what's called streaming audio.
We hear him talking live. He does not hear us. He sees our responses on his screen. Within two sessions, you become so familiar with the process, and it goes so smoothly. You feel you're in a classroom, you feel you're interacting with the other students, and you feel that the teacher is interacting with you.
Gottlieb has also befriended some of her far-flung classmates in online study groups, and even confesses to passing virtual notes during class. But despite the students' enthusiasm, the legal establishment has not exactly embraced Concord. In 1999, none other than U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said she was troubled by the idea of legal education entirely online. She said the lack of face-to-face contact that's so much a part of legal practice made her uneasy. And there are other key naysayers, explains Concord's dean, Jack Goetz.
Neither the ABA, American Bar Association, nor the State Bar of California have specific rules that would allow a totally online school to be accredited.
That means many state bars won't accept the degree at all. Graduates can take the California bar, but only if they have also taken an extra so-called baby bar exam at the end of their first year. Goetz is philosophical about when the school might win accreditation.
It's going to take for us and for those students, those pioneers that are currently at Concord, proving ourselves in the community.
But the internet has already become much more than a novelty in higher education. Frank Mayados, who studies online education for the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, says half of all classes at traditional universities now include an online element. And he says even if you only count courses taught entirely online, the number is still pretty impressive.
My estimate is that about 3 million students were enrolled in those kinds of classes.
Many of those are run by existing brick-and-mortar universities. But Mayados says the failure of some online schools has already taught a valuable lesson. The internet works best when used for a simple purpose, connecting teacher and student.
Those efforts that put too much emphasis on just fancier and fancier materials but less and less on the professor. Indeed, there have been ideas that, well, we don't even need an instructor. Those ideas have not really worked.
But Maya Das sees Concord's model as one to watch. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.